We have been thinking of the subject, and it's a long subject, of the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, the ministries of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, and the life of every believer. There is no believer who cannot experience these ministries. Every believer can have every single one of these ministries and others that you might think of in their lives. We don't need to have empty, barren lives, as some believers seem to have. But every one of us can experience the ministries and the help of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And the purpose of this series is to alert you to what you can experience so that you, by prayer, can go to God and ask for the working of the Spirit. And by further yielding, one of the things, of course, we need to remember in our lives in experiencing His ministries, we must be yielded to Him. We must be Spirit-filled Christians. These are Christians that are yielded to Him in their lives and are responsive to His ministry and are living pure and holy lives before God so that the Spirit can work. He doesn't like to work in a dirty heart. He works in hearts that are clean and want Him to work. I want to take this next one from the 5th chapter of Ephesians, and it has to do with husband and wife relationships. Now, the husbands like to read the first part of this passage, verses 22, 23, and 24, where it speaks of the wife submitting to the husband. But the part I want to read has to do with the love of the husband for the wife. And in this passage, verse 25, we read these words: "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it." Down in verse 28, "So ought men to love their wives as they love their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh," verse 29, "but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church." I want us to think for a few moments of the love of husbands and wives for each other. I am a pastor, and many times in my lifetime I've performed marriage ceremonies. My wife died 2 years ago, a little bit more than 2 years ago, and my wife and I were married just about 8.5 months ago. My wife was a former missionary. She's with me here in Guam for these 6 weeks. She's a former missionary, and we're perfectly suited for each other. But we, of course, like all of you who are married, took wedding vows. And in these wedding vows, we said some words which we have may not fully understood. And the words were these: "In sickness or in health, in want or in plenty, for better, for worse." These are interesting words, and we don't always think of these words when we say these words in a wedding ceremony. But these words have very, very deep significance, and they fit in with these passages which have to do with the love of a husband for a wife. Now, this passage that I have read does not mean the wife is not to love her husband just as deeply, but it especially speaks to husbands who very often feel that they are exempt from some of these things. They may treat their wives a bit carelessly. If difficult time come, they may feel that I don't owe my life as much to my wife as I promised her, and so forth. But the husband here is given some very clear instruction, and as we have learned, love comes from God by the Holy Spirit. Real love comes from God by the Holy Spirit. We learned this when we studied Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. And now we've come to the husband-wife relationship. And now this vow we took when we were married comes into play. And that is that no matter what the circumstances, I am still to have a deep, deep, expressive love for my wife in the way I treat her. The tender, loving relationship we have, where I treat her with tenderness and with great care, where I meet her deepest needs, where I'm by her side when she needs me, where I'm meeting her needs when she's concerned, when she's worried, when she's going through difficulties. I am there as her loving, tender husband to meet her needs. This is a striking thing when you think about it, because it's a demanding thing for a husband who really, really wants to be a loving husband to his wife. It's a way he expresses himself in the marriage relationship. It is not just to have his own needs met. Some husbands may be very selfish. In other words, it's my needs that need to be met. My wife doesn't meet my needs. If she's sick, she may not be able to meet my needs. There may be times when she's going through deep times, when she still needs my love, whether or not she is able to fully meet all of my needs. And so this passage of Scripture speaks to the husband, and it gives no exceptions to this rule, that I am to love my wife even as Christ loved the church. Now, his love is unconditional and unlimited. His love is a perfect love, and that's the way my love for my wife is to be. Of course, that's the way my love as a wife for the husband is to be, because this doesn't, as I have said, exempt the wife from this kind of love. It simply is saying he's applying it directly to the husband himself. So the husband and wife for each other, one or both of them may have deep needs, and they need each other. So I pray for you husbands and wives. I pray for those of you who are planning to be husbands and wives someday. Some of you may be unmarried when you're planning to be married someday. This is a kind of a marriage you're going to have, a marriage where the Holy Spirit is filling your heart with love, not just for brothers and sisters in general, but for your wife or your husband that God is giving you, this special kind of marriage love, where it expresses itself not only in the meeting of our own needs, but in the way we treat each other, the way we regard each other, and the way we step forward to meet the deepest needs of each other. I pray this for each of you.